City Hall is also there. United Nations has offices in that big building. They study the environment. It's environmental study.
There is another scheme. For the last 30, 40 years, they could not study. In future, we shall be happy.
One day, President, he was addressing the gathered there in the next park. So, there was one helicopter, so they came to throw flowers on him on the gathering. But suddenly the helicopter fell down there on the train. There was train was going on.
It was a jet plane.
Yeah,
they had one of the jets fell down.
They had the Air Force here. They have four jet planes.
Fighter jets.
Four of them only. And during the national celebration, they fly session. So one of them fell down, killing the pilots.
Yes.
These are very old jets that were supplied by the British. They're so proud of their four airplanes, now they only have three.
Could not replace the other one.
I don't know if they replaced it or not.
That's the British scheme.
Give them these things to civilize them.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama. Park?
Yes,
we've had several.
Other park, just on the other side of the road, the city park.
We used to come here on Sunday with that truck and have meetings in the afternoon.
Prabhupada came here.
Yes, there was one meeting one Sunday.
The name of this park
means freedom. Wow. And they were able to attain their freedom from the British rule. They made this park and they called it Uhuru Park.
How they got freedom?
They had to fight.
Fight?
Yes, they had to fight.
Mau Mau.
Yeah. Regular violence?
Oh yes, very violent.
They would go to the farm, the Europeans owned all the farms. And they would go in bands. Knives and just cut everyone in the farmhouse.
Cut everyone up into small chunks.
Huh?
This was
cut them into pieces.
Into small pieces.
Achha?
Yeah. Small chunks.
Ferocious.
Ferocious.
Wow, yeah, very.
Just and it just happened recently. One political opposition leader. He was brought to some place near Nairobi, and he was his genitals were cut off, his eyes were
blacked out.
Then he was shot.
African.
Scandal because the police were implicated.
parking plan and made by them?
I don't know.
The park itself? Mm. This park?
British. Yeah.
British.
They designed all these parks and roads.
I know that that other park, yesterday, the other day we went, that was done by the British. They've taken plants from all over East Africa.
All these buildings are constructed by the Britishers.
Hmm. Right. Some Indian organizations, firms, come also. Big construction companies from India and Europe combined.
Usually in all of the business concerns here, the top man is the British. Managing that.
So, when they kill such brutally, in the farm, the British did not take any step.
Not very effective steps. They declared a state of emergency,
mm-hmm.
and they brought soldiers here.
Mm-hmm.
And they had huge arrests. They had camps just outside of Nairobi.
Mm-hmm.
And they were arresting tens of thousands, mm-hmm. huge camps.
Mm-hmm.
But the tactics that they would use.
They brought British soldiers and Indian soldiers.
I'm not sure.
British soldiers, so long and they'll come.
Hmm.
They were using Indian soldiers.
Hmm. I know that Indian people, they help them to get this freedom.
Oh.
That's the reason they have a little bit respect for the Indian president.
How Indian people help them?
They would give their these groups of guerrillas.
Uh-huh.
The Indians would supply them, use their facilities, their farmhouses, and then also legally, the Indians were able to give from their experience in India. They were able to. Some kind of freedom government system. They agitated to get representation in the parliament. And they became, when independence came, there were many Indians as MPs here. And even when Kenyatta was put on trial by the British, he had one, his chief lawyer was a Britisher, but the second lawyer was. Also, the union movement was, I mean, one Indian who helped organize the chief men of the union.
I was talking with a judge, he is a Sikh gentleman here. So he told me that in the freedom we all helped, and I was not a judge at that time, I was an honorary advocate. So I play a nice role to get them freedom. So they wanted me a judge after that. Now he's a judge since last 15 years.
Oh,
senior judge here.
Is it marketed?
No, he's in Andhra. He's sick.
Andhra.
The Indians had the experience of the independence of India to draw on. Inspiration and also for their strategies and so on, so they could guide the Africans.
now they are trying to drive our Indians.
Now they have brought a income tax official all from India here. Because the Indian people, they were giving money to the African and they were taking money to London, UK, here and there. So now they have brought a from India. They are very strict. People still take money, but they are more strict than the Africans. Because the African people were very poor and they were giving them so much money and taking money all of it.
Yes, these people can be brought under control by bribing. There is no they have no moral strength and poor. They will accept bribe. I think by bribing it is still going on. Otherwise, how they can stop this bribing? That is not possible.
This is their major problem, the immigration authorities. They cannot, once the people come here and start to make their exploitation, they cannot get them out. So they make all kinds of artificial regulations. You have to have so much money, you have to have this and that, your ticket, so many things, try to stop people from coming here. Because once they're here, they just pay their way, and then they get anything they want.
Simple method that everything belongs to God. The king is the representative of God and he distributes the land amongst the Kshatriyas, just like knighthood or in Muslim time, Subedar. And in the Hindu time, the subordinate king, just like Pandava, they were the emperors. And under them, there are many hundreds of thousands of kings, states, and everything belongs to God. So why fighting? Take it. It is God's property. We are all sons of God, but there is no such culture, Aryan culture. Do not know how to live peacefully and cultivate spiritual culture. They do not know. Nate vidu sartha gatin hi Vishnu durasaya adi vairatma. Durasaya. Bad hopes or hopes against hope. They're trying to be happy. Bahiratva. By the external and material. Must fallen ideas. Or foolish theories without any knowledge. Material, that's all. Bahirat, external energy. Otherwise, there is no cause of anxiety or distress. There is enough land. They can produce enough food, very peacefully. They are talking of peace, but they do not know how peace can be achieved. They are hankering after peace, but they do not know how to achieve peace. And that formula is given in the Bhagavad Gita. They accept God as the proprietor, then there will be peace. Something stolen from the proprietor by some thieves, and when they sit down to take their shares, they will fight. The property is stolen and they are sharing. Now one will say, oh, I have got some hard. You are giving me so little, sir. And others will say, no, no, we are worth equally. Somebody, no, this way there will be fight.
This is going on in the United Nations now.
It will go, because they are all thieves. When the stolen property is to be divided, there will be fight.
Like a band of pirates.
Huh? Yes.
Like pirates. They always fight amongst themselves and kill each other.
That is natural. When they plunder, they are united.
Huh.
And when they share, yeah, there will be fight. This is psychology. When plundering others' property, they will unite and take the whole thing. And then when they come for sharing, there will be fight. This is psychology. Everywhere. Therefore, there are so many parties. Just like in India, of course, Congress Party was the predominant to fight with the Britishers. And as soon as they got independence, so many 100,000 parties grew up. The Congress Party, the RSS Party, the Hindu Mahasabha Party, the Muslim League Party, this party, this party. And then they began to fight. This is the way. Tena eva saucyate. All these thieves and rascals and rogues. God's property, why you should fight among them? Property belongs to somebody else. Insanity. Just like this is government power. Anyone can come in. Everyone can equally enjoy. So why not make the whole world as Krishna's park? What is the difficulty? Actually, it is a fact. Why do you claim? Now we have come, if we say, no, this person belongs to us, another, this person belongs to us, then they will fight. And if we are Krishna conscious, every one of us, that if this is Krishna's property. So let us enjoy. What is the cause of fighting? The hotels are the centers for all kinds of sinful activity. Illicit sex, drinking, gambling, and meeting. No discrimination.
Near our temple, there's a big, called the International Casino, and they advertise in the newspaper, and they have little drawings of people engaged in gambling, meat eating, showgirls, and
intoxication. Alcohol.
This is the only means of material enjoyment.
This means they're constantly in fear.
What?
This means they're constantly in fear.
Must be.
They must be fearing.
Yeah. Bodily conception, life means misery and fear.
In Mauritius, one of our, he's a life member, he's a contractor, he's constructing a hotel that has four floors. On one floor is the gambling casino, one floor is the restaurant, one floor is the cabaret, and one floor is the, and there are also rooms for the women to stay.
Actually, people are not very much interested in our movement.
Because we are these four things that they are supporting, we are against.
I asked of that pilot who is staying in our Bombay, Jubaland. No, he used to come.
Mr. Sharma?
No, it's Sharma. That pilot, he's a pilot.
Yes.
Oh, Acharya.
Acharya.
Yeah.
Oh, Acharya.
So he was staying in the international hotel. So I asked him, why not you come and stay with us? Stay there and attend the aarti and take Krishna prasad, but he refused.
But he visited the temple.
He visited. He didn't know hotel is good.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Once they're accustomed to take these four things, especially meat eating and drinking, it is not possible to give it up. Very difficult. Without drinking wine, without eating meat, they do not feel depressed.
Such anxiety all throughout the day that at night they cannot sleep unless they have a woman and some meat and some wine. Their minds cannot rest unless they take that. Shall we go now?
No. I am asking. Shall we go?
Actually, the temple, the deities are open at 7 o'clock. It's now 20 minutes after 7. They're having aarti now. And aarti will be finished in just 10 minutes.
Can go.